Good morning once again. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 9:06. Another pleasant start here in central Wisconsin. Some sunshine, fair skies, temperature of 27 degrees. Expecting a lot of sunshine as we go into the day, and a high of 37. And again, we're going to get warmer and warmer and warmer over the next number of days into the weekend and even into Christmas Day. By the time we get to Christmas, it may not be sunny. Looking for some rain, in fact. Rain on Christmas at a high of 47 degrees. Wow. I mean, just a crazy time of year. Right now, 27 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Oh, a little bit under the weather. Stuffed up. Sounds like I'm getting a little deeper here, but looking forward to getting through this week, try to get a little break in terms of around the holidays and try to come back in 2024 full strength and getting ready for a very, very big year. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be joined by the executive director of the Wausau Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. Boy, what a busy time of year it is for the Grand. What a year it's been. They have seasons, 2022-23 seasons, 2023-24 seasons. But if you look at the year of 2023, it's been just a fantastic year for the Grand. Again, big shows happening, and we're going to talk about it with Sean Wright coming up in just a few minutes. Also want to mention that coming up tonight that we have another edition of the Big High School Sports Show every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. here on Bow Falls Radio. Jeff Gress and myself spend 2 hours talking about nothing but high school sports. And tonight we have a couple of special guests again coming in at 6:20. It will be our coach guest for this week from the Stratford Tigers. Off to a very good start. Always a very good basketball program in the Marrowood Conference South. We'll be joined by Stratford boys basketball coach Kurt Schmidt at 6:20. And then at 7 o'clock, our student athlete guest for this week from Wausau West High School, girls wrestling standout Savannah Danielson. So Kurt Schmidt at 6:20. Savannah Danielson at 7, the Big High School Sports Show, 6 to 8 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Need to welcome again from the other side of the glass, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I tell ya. This time of year, I don't know about you, but every year at this time, I seem to get a little bit under the weather. Again, it's right around Christmas every year. And the good thing about it is, normally then, for the other 51 weeks or so, I'm not sick.
That's good.
So just trying to get through this winter, this Christmas week, and then everything will be okay. Also, one thing is, I know recently that you're doing a broadcast with Tom Weaver, who does some work with us, and we had an issue where couldn't get on the air. I want you to know it doesn't happen just to you and Tom. It happened to me last night, and for folks out there, it was frustrating to say the least. Could not get on the air for my broadcast of Wausau West Hockey against Chippewa Falls. I called up our folks in Madison, terrific engineering staff for Civic Media, and they worked on it and worked on it. I don't know what the issue was, to be honest with you, but ultimately, after about 45 minutes, finally able to figure it out, get on the air early in the second period. The thing about it is, when you have those issues, it always turns out to be at the worst time, because that first period last night had everything. Number one, West scored 11 seconds into the game. You don't see that very often in hockey.
Nope.
Then they had a 5-on-3 power play for a couple of minutes. You don't see that too often. A lot of excitement there. Then there was a penalty shot. You rarely see a penalty shot in hockey. They had a penalty shot in the first period as well. A couple of goals were scored. I missed it all. And then early in the second, we finally got on the air and had the rest of the game. But there were no more Warrior goals. So, again, I missed all the good stuff in the first period. But I wanted to share it with you because I know that that was a rough night with you and Tom when you couldn't get on the air. So it happened.
At least you actually got on the air. After like an hour, Tom just left the – Tom just decided to leave. I was there by myself just
– Well, the thing about it is I learned a lesson as well. Next time that happens, I'll make sure we get in contact with our folks in Madison because I'm sure they would have been able to get him on the air. So that was my mistake that night. But I was on the air myself, and I couldn't get off and, you know, and make the call. But next time, we're going to make sure to do that. So hopefully things will, you know, hopefully you won't have to deal with that, number one, again. But, again, everybody out there, sometimes you get thrown a monkey wrench in the machinery. And try to stay calm. Try to stay collected. I do better at it sometimes than other times. But, fortunately, we did at least get on the air for most of the game last night. Again, the 20th day of December, we're heading down the stretch towards Christmas. Even without the snow, are you feeling some excitement?
I am, actually. It'd be nice to spend Christmas with. The family. It's a lot nicer than 2 years ago because 2 Christmases ago, I got COVID.
Oh.
And I had to quarantine myself in the basement for a little bit.
Rest of my family. During Christmas, you got COVID? Was it at Christmas? Right at Christmas time?
It was right at Christmas time.
Oh,
geez. We were having the Christmas meal, and I couldn't smell or taste anything.
Oh, geez.
Nothing.
I know that was one of the side effects of COVID, but did you get all your senses back eventually?
Eventually. I think it was like maybe a week and a half I got it back, but yeah. No, I couldn't taste or smell anything. It actually was kind of a good thing because I could eat all the vegetables I want. I couldn't make that face. So something positive came out of that.
Yeah, at that point, you may as well make sure everything that you eat is good food, healthy food. Get yourself into better shape and put yourself in better health. So I guess you can always look at, there's always that silver lining around the cloud, isn't there? For anything.
There is.
Very, very good. So good to have you with us again here this morning.
Happy to be here.
And again, I look forward to talking to Sean Wright. Usually it's Sean. Sometimes they'll send one of his assistants because it's such a busy time. But I know that you're somebody that's a fan of the Grand. Boy, what a last week it's been. There was, of course, over the weekend, the Altenburg Christmas Extravaganza.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to one of those by any chance?
No, I have not been to one of those shows, actually.
And the thing about the Altenburg is the extravaganza is how many local folks are involved in it. And it's something that is, I think, marked on the calendars of many for many months in the run-up to it. Also, just the last couple of nights, in fact, earlier in the week, the Mannheim Steamroller Christmas concerts were held. And again, it was just... it's coming up. They were just a day ago.
Okay.
They had 2 sold-out performances for Mannheim Steamroller. So, again, what a job that Sean Wright and the folks at the Grand Theater do each and every year. It's just really amazing. We're so fortunate to have the best of performing arts come here to North Central Wisconsin, not forced to travel to a bigger markets and bigger venues to have a fantastic facility like the Grand. And I know that you're able to take advantage of it for your productions as well.
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Is this next show you're in, the Drowsy Chaperone, is that going to be at the Grand or somewhere else?
Actually, well, WCT actually is changing up their venues. They should change it up this year and into the future. For the annual show, A Christmas Carol, That's still going to be put on at the Grand Theater every year. But all the other shows throughout the season will take place at the Veniga Theater in Wausau.
Right. Well, that's still a nice venue as well.
Yeah, they had to change the venue up because we don't have the money to pay for the Grand Theater for every show, and we're not able to fill the seats as often. At the Veniga Theater, we have more opportunities to actually fill the house and get more people to come. So that would be a good theater to perform at. It's a little smaller,
right,
backstage area, but I've been there for quite a few shows. It's actually a very nice setup they have there.
One person that knows how to fill the venue is Sean Wright, and Sean has walked in and joined us. Sean, I know it's a busy time. Appreciate you coming on by.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a great holiday season.
It's been a great 2023, hasn't it?
It really has been, yeah.
I mean, when you look at it, and I know that you and the Grand look at it as seasons, say 2023, 24 season, 2022, 23 season. But if you just look at 2023, I mean, when you come in, and I know that we probably highlight all the really good stuff, but there is, I mean, it's not been a case of trying to add color to adult. Palette. It's been full of color from the shows, from the response from the patrons and everybody else. It really has been a fantastic year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has been. We do look at it in terms of seasons, but this time of year, as everybody does, you kind of sit back and just look at the year as a whole. And with finishing with Mannheim Steamroller on Monday night for two sold out shows, 32 and 33 in terms of sellouts for the year, definitely catch our breath and look back and just it's really been a fantastic year. 2022 audiences were finding their way back to theaters but weren't quite there yet, and starting really with the holiday season a year ago, we saw our audiences really come back, and now they're not just back, they've grown and expanded, and it was a really amazing 2023, and the live entertainment industry is really healthy. We're a part of that, and it's been a great year.
We'll talk about what's been going on, what's going to happen, and a little bit more after we take a one-minute break. Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater, Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, he'll join us coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is almost 9:19. The sun is shining. Temperature of 27 degrees. Glad you could join us on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. When you really want it, you can't always get it at all. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Joined again by Sean Wright. And Sean, again, you said you had Mannheim for a couple of sold-out shows. But the show that you had over the past weekend, the Altenburg Extravaganza, I think that's one that people kind of look forward to every year. You have great shows that come in, but having that combination of the skill, the talent, and the locality, the local people being involved, what a special event. And I imagine it went exceptionally well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, as always, it really is a true Christmas tradition. It's amazing that John and Mitch and Janet and Randy and all of them have been doing this now for 3 decades. John doesn't like when I say that, but it's just a true testament to, as you said, the skill. I mean, first of all, they're just incredibly talented musicians. But then, yes, people love the fact that they're friends and neighbors, and it's the only show we do each year that opens with a monologue from the artist whose name is on the marquee, as John pokes fun at himself and public officials and others. And I was saying to somebody the other night, it doesn't truly feel like Christmas, especially in a year where there's no snow on the ground or cold weather, until we have the Altenburg show. And I walked out of the theater Friday night saying, it's Christmas now.
As we look forward now, I mean, obviously, you go into 2024, great lineup of shows, especially for the rest of this season. What are you looking forward to now in the next, as we turn the page from what was a very much a holiday focus here for the past number of weeks, what are you looking forward to now?
Yeah, I would say in terms of the shows we have coming up, I'm really excited about the Broadway offerings. I mean, to have we've got Stomps sold out for one night and the second night, which is on the Monday night, just a few tickets left. And then, you know, in February, Come From Away, which I think is one of the most beautiful musicals of the last decade. You know, in March, My Fair Lady, which is, of course, an iconic show. And then in April, the Wisconsin debut of the Tony Award winning Cher show. So, you know, really it's a, you know, the entire lineup's great, but those Broadway shows this year are just really phenomenal. And, you know, we've only had one with Mean Girls. So the bulk of our Broadway season is still to come. So really excited about that. And, you know, excited about our Lift Every Voice series, a couple of free shows with, Kalia Universe, an amazing, Hmong singer from the cities, and, Making Movies, a group of artists there. From Panama, and just have an incredible message about music and education. They'll be in town for multiple days. And so the great thing is those are both free shows. We want people to come out and enjoy them and see diverse audiences on our stage.
And that's, again, the number one, the diverse audiences, but the diversity in the styles. You
Correct.
Mentioned
yeah.
The Broadway productions and, again, the musical performances that are non-musical Broadway. You got the Stayin' Alive. You got the MJ Live coming up in January as well.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, as we get into, you know, February and March, we have a couple of my favorite musical performances of the year. The Dallas String Quartet, a Grammy Award winning group who their newest show is actually based on Bridgerton, the TV series. And so you've got Taylor Swift music, and you've got Katy Perry. You've got those things, but they're classically trained musicians. They call their group from, you know, where Bach means Bon Jovi. And so really, really cool, because that's a great, one of those great shows that the orchestra lover, the classical lover can come, and so can the pop music lover. And then in March, Ron Artis will be here. He's going to be doing a multiple day residency. Ron is an absolute phenomenal guitarist and blues musician, and has played festivals like Lollapalooza and Bottle Rock, and was at the Grand for our 10x10 series. And you know, Ron's chosen a different path. He could be out there touring 200 nights a year, playing House of Blues, playing, you know, the sheds and the festivals. But Ron's, you know, committed to working in the performing arts centers. And, you know, he's got a beautiful family, really talented family who join him on the road. And he wants to come and do these residencies and do education. And so that's one I just tell people, if you haven't heard of Ron Artis, do yourself a favor, listen to his music. And then also, you know, get tickets, because at some point here, you know, in the near future, you're going to look one day and go, oh, wait a minute, who's this guy, you know, opening for, you know, band X or Y on the Summerfest headlining stage? Wait a minute, wasn't he just at the Grand? Yeah, he was. And so we're really excited to have him.
Number one, thank you for talking there. I tell you, I have this tickle in my throat I can't get rid of, and it reminds me of the challenges, especially this time of year for performers.
Yes.
I was doing a game the other night, and right at the end of the first half, all of a sudden I had this coughing fit. I had to turn off the mic, and I was like, and I know that Ian and myself have had chances to perform, and you just hope that your voice is 100%, and my voice is not 100% today, and it hasn't been all week, and the talent that these folks have in, and also the challenges that they have to go through. It's like, and again, I hope people really appreciate the incredible talent, and also what these folks do to travel around the country.
I mean, that's, to go back to Mannheim, I was looking at their tour schedule. They have two tours that run simultaneously, Red Tour and Green Tour. The tours started on November 14th, and they pretty much have gone straight through. They'll take about a 3-day break around Christmas, and it will run till New Year's Eve. And those two tours will combine to do 100 shows in essentially, you know, 55 days. And it's one thing if
you do those shows without the travel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that would be a challenge.
If you were
in
just
itself,
sitting down and doing two shows a day for 50 days, essentially. But you know, the tour that was here had they had been in the Twin Cities, then down to Chicago, to Milwaukee, to here yesterday or on Tuesday. Yep. So yesterday, the days don't make sense in holiday season. They were down in Ames, Iowa at Iowa State University, and then over to Lincoln, Nebraska at the Lead Center tonight. And so, that's just crazy. And especially just nuts. You look at the map and you go, you were in Minneapolis on Friday, and you get to Lincoln, Nebraska on Wednesday. But in the meantime, you have to go to Illinois, Milwaukee, and Wausau, Wisconsin.
And then to perform at the top level.
Correct.
And you see it, you add show, back-to-back shows and all this. And to see that, I imagine one of the best parts of your job, in addition to bringing in the great entertainment, is seeing the great entertainment.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, as I said to you before, we're so fortunate to have the incredible shows that we do here each and every year. Again, is now a time, and you talk about the travel for the folks, for your staff, it's been a busy time. I imagine it's nice now to have a little bit of time to breathe.
It is nice. We don't have another show until Stomp on January 8th, and it's good because our we've pretty much run wide open on the throttle since really since the 1st of September, but especially in this holiday season. The only quote unquote dark days we have are turning the theater around from a production to another. And
still work days.
And exactly. And so we're definitely happy to get a little bit of a break, work on some internal processes and some things we're bringing along, and do all that work that's been piled up for the. I'm going to get to that when I have a minute.
Real quick, again, the website for people to check out.
GrandTheater.org. And, of course, you can not only get tickets, but gift certificates. They last 3 years. So that's
very good.
And redeemable for any show, Grand presented or renter. So perfect if you need that last-minute holiday gift.
Fantastic. Appreciate you joining us throughout 2023. We'll look forward to having you in 2024.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater Performing Arts Foundation of Wausau. News update coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Here's Appeals. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
Gay Electric Trempolo took down defending Division IV state champion Luther 83-77 in a boys basketball game last Thursday as the Redhawks remain unbeaten. It was quite a night for GET senior Cody Schmitz, who scored 41 points with 15 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. In the game, he went over 2,000 points for his career as he's averaging 33.8 points per contest so far this season. Wisconsin Lutheran remains undefeated after capturing the title at the 608 basketball tournament over the weekend. The Vikings downed Onalaska 77-61 on Friday as senior Duke recruit Con Knipple had a game-high 25 points, 13 rebounds, and 7 assists. On Saturday, against a very good Lakeville North team from Minnesota that features Wisconsin Badger commit Jack Robeson, Wisconsin Lutheran scored a 68-63 win as Knipple was a perfect 10-for-10 from the free throw line en route to 33 points. Last week, the WIAA's classification committee heard appeals from fall sports teams who met the tournament performance factor point threshold to be elevated a division next year. 24 of the 40 teams eligible to appeal did so, though just one was granted an appeal by the committee, the Wanewak girls volleyball team. Get more information on the outcomes and responses from impacted schools at wisports.net. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Oh,
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, it is a hump day Wednesday. Yep, heading downhill towards the holiday weekend. Of course, got the weekend, and then on Monday, it is Christmas Day. And again, if you're traveling for your holiday, weather looking pretty good. In fact, it's looking fairly dry for the next number of days. In fact, the next time that we're expecting any kind of rain would be on Sunday. And even then, the high will be 47 degrees. It's not a case where you're going to have to deal with snow on the roads or anything like that. And Christmas Day itself, rain likely, and a high of 47 degrees as well. Right now, 27 degrees, plenty of sunshine here at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. And Ian, I know that we were talking earlier about our Christmas plans. Do you travel? Is your family going to be hanging around here in central Wisconsin?
We're going to be at home on Christmas, and then the day after that, we're going down to Burlington to visit my mom's side of the family.
Terrific.
Stay there for a couple of days. We always wait to hang out. We have this nice big Christmas meal. We have... And we get to see all their decorations. And then we come back on Thursday. Just a nice little get-together. It's not too hectic.
Terrific.
Which is nice.
Yep, very, very good. Some news breaking in terms of the Wausau schools, as we've discussed throughout the year in 2023. Wausau's going to be looking for a new superintendent. The superintendent of the Wausau School District is going to be stepping down at the end of the 2023-2024 school year. Dr. Keith Hiltz announced his intention to retire on June the 30th of 2024 in a closed session meeting during Monday night's Wausau School Board meeting. Hiltz was hired as superintendent back in July of 2018. He previously served as superintendent for the school district of Ashland in northern Wisconsin and also earned his master's degree at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. According to the news release issued by the district, Hilt said, "I would like to extend my sincere thanks to the incredible staff, students, families, community members, and Board of Education members I have worked with and met during my time in this amazing school district community." He said, "While I look forward to retirement, there is still much work to be done in the 2023-2024 school year." He says, "My commitment will continue to be doing everything I can to lead the school district effectively and keeping our collective focus on student learning and growth." And to be honest, it's not a surprise when you look at where Dr. Hiltz stood in terms of his statements and his actions during the course of the discussions in the past couple of years concerning consolidation of schools, especially at the high school and middle school levels, that his ideas were, I would say, frankly, repudiated with the vote of the board on a 5-4 last month that turned back the initial decision to merge Wausau West and Wausau East High Schools and to keep Horace Mann and John Muir Middle Schools at their current grade levels. And after that, it felt as though either Hiltz was going to have to make a significant pivot in terms of his work on these issues or perhaps do what he's doing and step away from the position. The school district does face a myriad of struggles, including declining student population, old buildings with deferred maintenance, and considerable financial decisions on the near horizon. The school board directed Hiltz on Monday to seek a demographer to help make decisions about school buildings and boundary lines. In the news release from the district, school board president James Boucher said, "On behalf of the board, I want to thank Dr. Hiltz for his outstanding leadership of the Wausau School District over the past 6 years. His steadfast commitment to our students, family, staff, and community have led our district through some difficult times, and he's always kept the focus on student learning and growth." Good words. Everybody's saying the right things in the statement. But again, I think it's also fair to say there was a disconnect between the superintendent and a major part of the Board of Education as well. It's going to be interesting to see where the district goes from here. They're going to obviously open it up for candidates to take over starting at the end of June of 2024. And I know there's still a lot of folks within the community that are not fans of the current board, that they feel as though the board is definitely going in the wrong direction in a number of different areas. And it's going to be, I'm sure, a focus during the upcoming election campaigns for school board members. The discussion on where the board goes in terms of a new superintendent and all these other issues that are facing the Wausau School Board. So, again, another major piece of news. There's been major pieces of news coming down the pike during the course of 2023. And now wrapping up the year with the announcement that Dr. Heath Kiltz will be leaving the Wausau School District at the end of June of 2024. Also, I came across an interesting story, an interesting piece of writing yesterday as part of a newsletter I get. It's basically a baseball newsletter, but it also has a lot of issues and news and politics and entertainment and a whole bunch more in it. It's called Cup of Coffee with Craig Calcaterra. And he put out some really good stuff when it comes to the issue of crime and people's perceptions of crime in the United States at this point. And it started off by saying, most people think crime is getting worse. They are completely wrong about that. And there are a number of reasons why people are wrong about their perceptions when it comes to crime in the United States. 77% of Americans believe that crime rates are worsening. But they're simply wrong about that. Crime in the United States has declined significantly over the past year, according to new FBI data that contradicts a widespread national perception that lawbreaking and violence are on the rise. The FBI data, which compares crime rates in the third quarter of 2023 to the same period last year, found that violent crime dropped 8%, while property crime fell 6.3% to what would be its lowest level since 1961. Murder plummeted in the United States in 2023 at one of the fastest rates of decline ever recorded. Yet, despite every category of major crime except auto theft declined, 92% of Republicans, 78% of independents, and 58% of Democrats believe crime is rising, according to a Gallup survey. And Calcaterra goes into his theories, which I agree with, on why people feel this way. People mistakenly think crime is worse because a great many politicians, particularly Republicans, have a vested interest in making people think crime is worse. They not unreasonably believe that if the public is worried about crime, they will blame Democratic officials for ruining America. That's exactly right. I mean, you hear in Wisconsin, GOP politicians such as Ron Johnson and Tom Tiffany talk about crime all the time. Also, people mistakenly think crime is worse because television news has a vested interest in running stories about crime. Such stories bring in way better ratings than stories about anything else. So as a result, viewers get a skewed idea of what actually is going on. People also mistakenly think crime is worse because we live in an increasingly diverse country in which immigrants, people of color, and people with so-called alternative lifestyles are more visible. Their bigotry causes them to reflectively link racial, ethnic, and social diversity with crime. And also, people mistakenly think crime is worse because homelessness is a massive problem, and to many, homelessness is viscerally unsavory and undesirable, and they thus falsely equate homelessness with crime. And never mind the fact that a person who is homeless is far more likely to be a victim of crime than a perpetrator. A homeless person is no more likely to be a criminal than a house person, with one massive exception: the violation of camping ordinances and other laws aimed at directly criminalizing homelessness. So again, there is a massive project afoot to condition people to think that crime is not just worse than it is, but worse than it's ever been, which is completely false. That project is partially intentional. It gains added fuel by people's inherent biases, their over-reliance on anecdote, and their failure to see and understand objective data. Given how human beings roll and given the power of social media to amplify both honest misunderstanding and ugly lies, Calcaterra concludes by saying, I do not know how we can effectively counter it. Bottom line is, if you're out there thinking that crime has never been worse, you are wrong. And stop saying it because you are wrong. The numbers prove you are wrong. And again, I talked about this with Bob Look in the last hour. We have a media problem in this country, a major media problem in this country when it comes to how they cover certain stories, and crime is among those. The idea of getting these eyeballs because of crime stories and then trying to scare people is wrong on every level. The media needs to be better at that in order, as part of their job, to properly inform the American public. The time is 9:48. We're going to come back, take a look at this date in history, the 20th of December, let you know some famous events that occurred on this date in history. Also, we'll check out some celebrity birthdays, have our number for the day, and a bit more as well. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night, plus special guests. Each Wednesday, we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to bullfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. The time is 9:52 here on the 20th day of December of 2023. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1606, the Virginia Company loaded 3 ships with settlers and set sail to establish Jamestown, Virginia, the first permanent English settlement in the Americas. On this date in 1860, tragic day in American history, on the 20th of December, 1860, South Carolina became the first state to secede from the United States. On this date in 1946, the Frank Capra film, It's a Wonderful Life, had a preview showing for charity at New York City's Globe Theater a day before its official premiere. On this date in 2007, Queen Elizabeth II became the oldest ever monarch of the United Kingdom, surpassing Queen Victoria, who lived for 81 years, 7 months, and 29 days. On this date in 2017, Lady Gaga signed a $75 million Las Vegas residency deal for the MGM Park Theater. And on this date, 4 years ago, 2019, United States Space Force was founded, an armed forces branch dedicated to space warfare.
Yeah, I don't know whose genius idea that
was. I was thinking, you know, do we need to spread war to space? Really? Do we need to start thinking of space as somewhere we can start having wars?
Have you not seen Independence Day and all those alien invasion films?
That is right.
Don't start something you don't want to finish.
Yep.
Trust me.
Mars attacks.
Exactly. You don't want a situation like that.
And even Captain Kirk, when he was out in space, war was always the last alternative.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right, some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Former Kiss drummer Peter Criss, turning 78 years old. TV producer Dick Wolf, best known for the Law and Order franchise, 77 years old today. TV and YouTube personality Sandra Lee, known as Dr. Pimple Popper. She is 53 years old today. Movie director Todd Phillips, he was the director of the Hangover films, also Joker, is 53 years old today. And actor Jonah Hill from Don't Look Up, turning 40 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also, some special events being acknowledged today. It is Games Day, and I'm sure you are somebody who likes to play a few games, right?
I do, absolutely.
What's your favorite game to play?
Favorite game would have to be, Settlers of Catan.
Okay.
It's a very fun game. I went to play that in high school, and it's a really cool game. You actually build your own world, trade supplies, and try to stop your opponents from settling their own territories.
All right, very good. It is also Go Caroling Day. Go Caroling Day. It is Sangria Day and Sacagawea Day, as we mentioned.
Yes, from Lewis and Clark.
Yep, so those are some special events being acknowledged today. Our number for the day. I'm not going to give you the number. I'm going to give you what the topic is. I'm going to have you guess.
Okay.
Plastic bags used by the average American each year.
Okay.
So our number for the day is the number of plastic bags used by the average American each year.
Plastic bags used by Americans each year.
I'm going to say, real hint.
Yeah.
It's a little bit lower than I thought.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to say 500.
It's even much lower. Again, I'm a little surprised by this. 140.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it'd be much higher. That seems a little off to me.
You figure with all the talk about, you know, too much plastic and...
Maybe that's why it's lower than it is. I guess so. Maybe people have stopped using those plastic bags. So 140 is our number for the day, number of plastic bags used by the average American each year.
Well, I think it's actually a good thing because you don't get many plastic absolutely. Bags. You help to... Yeah.
That's a pleasant surprise.
Yes, it is.
Thanks to our guests this morning, Bob Luck and also Sean Wright. Sean Wright, of course, Executive Director of the Grand Theater in Wausau. Tomorrow morning, we'll be joined by Bow Falls Radio sports reporter Mike Clemens. Been a rough couple of weeks for the Packers. We'll talk about that. And it's hour number two. We'll talk a little bit more. Actually, no, that's Friday. my mind, I'm thinking it's Thursday. It's Wednesday.
It's like it's all downhill from here.
I'm talking about Friday's guest. No, Mike is not with us tomorrow. He'll be with us on Friday. We'll be joined by Julie Bowman from across the way. You see the Children's Imaginarium, if you look out the window here from our studio. Mm-hmm. She's the executive director. She'll be joining us tomorrow morning to talk about the opening. It's been open for just a couple of weeks. Ian, have a good rest of your Wednesday. I'll try to figure out what day it is.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Stick around. next is Askles, Wisconsin. Also, stick around tonight from 6 till 8. Join me for the big high school sports show tonight here on Bow Falls Radio. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll be back tomorrow at 8 o'clock here on Bow Falls Radio.